Here I am pleading at your door. Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day with Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program Hadith of the Day here at IRIB English Radio. Today on Hadith of the Day, we're going to be looking at a very beautiful and a very relevant hadith which has been transmitted to us from Imam Muhammad al-Baqir alayhi salam. This hadith is about the virtue of living in a very, you know, spacious and in a large house. Imam Muhammad Baqir alayhi salam said, "A misfortunate way of life entails living in a cramped house." It's interesting that this same theme has been echoed in another hadith of the Holy Prophet, where he said, part of a Muslim's prosperity, min sa'adatil mar, min sa'adatil mar il Muslim, al maskanul wasi'. Part of a Muslim's prosperity is living in a spacious housing. Right? This is kind of relevant today because, you know, there's a trend in the West and in a lot of places in the world of, you know, living in small and cramped houses, minimalistic lifestyle, as they call it. Sometimes people don't even bother, you know, living in a house. You know, they'll rent a camper or an RV and, you know, live in there. And this is something, you know, kind of trendy, and a lot of people find it attractive. It's kind of appealing. And, you know, a lot of times it's just because, you know, people can't afford housing, you know, houses have become expensive. But a lot of times, you know, people just find this kind of, you know, exotic and, you know, appealing. But this is something that, according to Islam, it's not, you know, it's not something that if we have a choice, we should choose. At the same time, we should also add that one should avoid, you know, building and constructing a house bigger than one needs. Imam Ali alayhi salam, he cautioned us against building more housing than necessary for one's living, where he said, it is a distressful situation that man amasses what he does not eat and builds wherein he does not live. Then he goes to Allah Most High, neither carrying the wealth with him nor shifting the building. You know, you have to leave everything here and go. Imam Sadiq alayhi salam said, every building exceeding the bounds of sufficiency will be a dire curse on his owner on the day of resurrection. Right, so we shouldn't, you know, be overly minimalistic, you know, nor should we be overly extravagant. Right, we should, you know, build. We should live in a housing or in a house, you know, to the extent that we need, you know, that we need it, and it suffices us. Any less or any more is not very good, and you know, it's frowned upon in Islam. Imam Sadiq alayhi salam said, he who builds in addition to his own house unnecessarily will be made to bear its burden on the day of resurrection. Thank you for joining us here on Hadith of the Day. We were looking at the virtue of spaciousness and the spacious housing in the words of Imam Baqir, as well as the caution against building more housing than necessary for one's living, in the words of Imam Ali alayhi salam. Until next time, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha for the program Hadith of the Day on IRIB English Radio.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli
محمد وآل محمد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد